Are we ready? Praise God. This morning, open your Bibles with me to Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. Before we get into our text, while you're looking, some of the things that the Lord is speaking to my heart about, Jesus said to us in John 16, 33, he says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." You know, in Philippians 4, 7, the Word of God says, "The peace of God that surmounts all understanding shall guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus." He said, in this world, you shall have tribulation. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say perhaps. He said, you would. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And 1 John 5, 4, the Word of God says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek after him. And what the Lord is saying is, faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. And what the Lord was speaking to me about this morning is the binoculars of faith. Listen to me. God says to the church right now, listen to me. God is saying we have to refocus our focus. Because if you focus your focus on the storm, you'll be caught up in the storm. But you focus your focus on the resolve or the answer that Jesus has promised to you and I. Amen. In other words, if you have a pair of binoculars and you're seeing something that's close to you, if you want to see something that's farther off, you've got to adjust the focus. And God wants you and I to adjust our focus. Now also, to pastors and churches worldwide, I want to say this morning by the Spirit of God. Though God says, what the adversary has scattered, he will regather. So though it may seem like your church in the moment is being scattered, God is going to regather them just as he did in the prophecy in Jeremiah chapter 31. So look with me in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse number 10. For our text today, it says, "Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. And say, he that scattereth Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and they shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord for wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow anymore at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them. And I will make them rejoice from their sorrow, and I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord." The title of this morning's message is Ransomed to Redeem. We're going to look at three things today: the restoration, the relief, and the rejoicing. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful today for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Now I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory and honor and praise to you. May the body be edified, may they be exhorted, and may they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done and all is accomplished, you will receive all the glory and all the honor because it is all about you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So the first thing the Lord was speaking to my heart about was the restoration that God was going to restore. And if you look with me in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse number 17, the prophet was prophesying, and he said in verse 17, "For I will restore health unto thee." Look at your neighbor and say, "God will restore your health. And I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, who no man seeketh after." God says that his children are his children. Just as the natural branch was broken off so the unnatural branch could be grafted in, God will also regraft the natural branch back, okay? God's going to restore all things, amen? When I was looking at this, he took me to Psalms 51. Psalms 51, this is our prayer. Because I don't know about you, but the adversary has been trying to steal my joy. Amen? Has he been trying to steal anybody's joy in the house today? Amen? And the psalmist said this in Psalms chapter 51, verse number 12. He said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Amen? The joy of the Lord is our strength. The adversary is trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But God came to bring us life in the abundance thereof. So we got to let that joy of the Lord fill our hearts and our lives, no matter what we're looking at, no matter what we're seeing. It's in this time when darkness covers the earth, the gross darkness of people, his light shall be seen upon you and I. It's time for you and I to light this world up for the glory of God. Hallelujah. We've got every answer that man is looking for, and his answer is in Jesus. Amen. Amen. He's the answer to every problem. He's the answer to every circumstance. He's the answer to every situation. He's the answer to every weapon that's formed. The name is Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we're looking at this, one of the Lord reminded me in Isaiah chapter 57, verse number 18. The prophet Isaiah said this. He said, "I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him." Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. So God says he's going to bring restoration. Amen. Amen. He's going to restore the breaches. He's going to restore what the enemy has tried to break up and destroy. But he said in the midst of this restoration, he was going to bring relief. Relief. He said, well, he would bring comfort. I don't know about you, but when I'm comforted by someone, I get relief. You know, there was an old commercial that said, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S. But we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So now how do we spell relief? J-E-S-U-S spells relief. Hey, the stone was rolled away where he laid. Rollades. Hallelujah. Hey, you knew the corn was coming sometime, didn't you? Hallelujah. So in 2 Corinthians, if we're speaking about the relief, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul writes this. He says this to you and I. He says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. In other words, what the Lord is saying to us, He is the God of all comfort, and He's going to bring you and I comfort, but the comfort isn't for us alone. We're to comfort others with the comfort we received. Amen. And let me tell you something. There's some people in this world right now that are going through some storms in their life. Amen. There's been death. There's been things that are going on. And God said that we're, as the body of Christ, are to be comforting them, to be speaking words of comfort. I was reminded in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. The Apostle Paul again, speaking about being joyful in the midst of tribulation or the storm. Amen. He says, in verse 4, great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Then he says, nevertheless, God that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Amen. In other words, it shows us the example, what Jesus said to the Apostle Paul, and the Holy Spirit said, hey, we've received comfort from God. We're to use that comfort to comfort others. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the Comforter. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit comforts me no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like. He shows me that this is only temporary. This too shall pass. Amen. This storm that's hit this nation will pass. But it's a time where the church enters into the storm and we win this world for the kingdom of God. And if you know it or not, it's ushering in the last days. Everything is being formed and set in place to bring in the last days or the return of Christ. Everything that was prophesied is coming to pass. He said there will not be one word that falls till all is fulfilled. Amen. And we're in the midst of it. What a generation to be living in to see it all coming to pass. Now, the saints that went on before us to the Lord, we're hoping for this day that we're in. Amen. Amen. Hey, this is a glorious day we're in. This isn't a bad time. This is a good time. It's a good time to usher in the return of the Lord. How do you usher them in? Souls and souls and souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. Multitudes coming to Jesus. Because Jesus said this in Matthew 5:4. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I don't know about you. I thank God for the Comforter. Amen. Are you with me? Hallelujah. I hope I didn't leave anybody. We're all on the same page. Amen. So he says to us today, we have the restoration as he's restoring. He brings relief. As he brings the relief, comes the rejoicing. Amen? I don't know about you, but we ought to be, you know what makes the enemy mad? When you celebrate and shout and give praise God, praise to the Lord when you see the adversary coming in. Amen? Amen? Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So if we're acting in faith, we're going ahead and give God praise and glory before we have the answer. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's where the church is arising. That's when the world says, man, they're nuts. But look, they're not fearful. Look, they're at peace. Look, the fruit of the Spirit is evident. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith is flowing through us by the Spirit of God. Amen. So he says this time of rejoicing. I love what Habakkuk 3. Listen to me. He speaks of a dire place. Verse number 17. He says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now that's talking about a pretty dire situation, right? Then he says in verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God.